Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 26th, and I'm wearing a Mitchell & Ness Chicago Cubs fitted cap with a 1989 Topps baseball card wrapper side patch purchased in-store at Lids and a t-shirt from Obvious Shirts. This was part of an eagerly anticipated drop that Topps, Mitchell & Ness, and Lids did last October, which included this pin as well as a pack of three custom baseball cards. And while I'm sure that the cards and the pins are long gone, I continue to see stock that didn't sell through, so take a look at your local Lids in case you're interested in something from this drop. You might get lucky and find one cheap. There was really only one choice for today's cap, given the 89 wrapper side patch, because on this date in 1989, the Cubs clinched only their second playoff berth since 1945, with just their second winning season in 18 years, reinforcing how tough it was to be a Cubs fan in my youth. We talk a lot these days about roster turnover and a lack of continuity, but when you consider that only Rick Sutcliffe, Ryan Sandberg, and the late Scott Sanderson were still around five seasons on from the 84 playoff club, you realize that the so-called good old days were even further back than 3.5 decades ago. Coincidentally, Sean Dunston entered the clincher hitting .281 on the year, his season's high after a very slow start that didn't see him break through the Mendoza line until early June. He'd go 1-for-9 in the final three regular season games, meaning that he started the playoffs hitting .278. Nice job, Joe at Obvious Shirts.